Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, October 9th, 2025. How about that?
Is it? How? How?
How are you?
Ni hao.
How? Hello, are you?
What?
That's what they were doing.
God.
Yeah. Do I sound different at all?
Yeah.
You know, I figured out that the power of manifestation does not work. Because you remember, back to Monday's show, about halfway through, I was getting this weird cough.
Yeah, a little tickle. You said it was a tickle.
Getting a tickle in my throat. I said, but I will be here tomorrow. I kept saying that. I will be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, the old body said, no, you won't.
Uh-oh.
Hang on a second. Sorry, Tuesday?
Tuesday. Today's Thursday. I was out yesterday, Wednesday.
You said Monday, though.
Oh, okay. What, Monday, did I not start feeling the tickly?
I don't remember it Monday, but it could have been.
You don't know how he feels. You should.
Hey.
That's messed up. No. Passive aggressive as hell.
Yeah, very.
And I love it.
Toward me and him both.
Yeah. No. Trying to kill one bird with two stones here. I see.
Not killing anybody.
Yeah.
Mighty, you might have meant, I remember hearing it, but I thought it was Tuesday. Or excuse me, Wednesday Eve. You might have said it Tuesday Eve, and I misheard it.
You know what? I could be messing with myself with doing that with the Monday Eve.
You don't know which Eve it is.
Summers.
Do people ever ask you, like, hey, man?
Hey.
But look.
Hey, seriously.
Maybe little hacks like that, little tricks and tips.
About writing yourself a $1 million check and doing all that stuff.
Well, stuff like that, and the Tuesday Eve and the...
Oh. I mean, it's
speaking to existence type stuff.
Well, I mean, you gotta. I don't. You know, it didn't work. I don't know. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I really didn't believe what I was saying.
Uh-oh.
Well, at least you're not reading. You know, Arnrunt and talking about all that.
Well, you got a grind with that.
I heard it again.
Is it like an anniversary or something? Like what?
No, it's just when people have this hard on for reading now, for lack of a better term. Hard on for purveying. And they'll always talk about, you got to read Atlas Shrugged. Look on the bookshelf back here, Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah.
Why is it always that one?
I don't know. It always is.
Because probably somebody of some kind of, you know.
I know what it's about.
Great magnitude said that was their book that they've read a dozen times. So then people, now, and I'm going to be a hypocrite here. I used to hear that about the book, The Secret. Until I read
The
Secret.
My.
I read The Secret.
There's three. There's The Secret. Yeah. There's Atlas Shrugged and The Art of War. Every man has to read The Art of War.
I've read The Art of War. Also,
I saw the movie.
The Art of the Deal is also.
Thank you very much.
I do. I have a first edition of that one.
Oh, I read Raisin in the Sun. I'm like, I don't want to read anything racial. You know, that's depressing.
I thought that was the Sheryl Crow song. I'm a raisin in the sun.
You gotta cut her a check now. That's what she's about.
Oh gosh, not Cheryl with a S, with a C.
She's trying to buff her up. You know what I'm saying?
I was talking about the Black Crows. She's white, clearly. So
oh boy,
it's not her.
That sounds like a Seinfeld setup, doesn't it? Why are the Black Crows white guys?
It does.
Why are they not black?
Why nobody ever make them drop the B? They're just the crows like the chicks.
The chick. What happened to the chick?
Yeah, I was telling Fat Boy, I didn't fully like get up moving around till like 1 o'clock yesterday. I don't know what the hell. I don't know. It's just some kind of buzz. Like headache, throat hurt like crap.
Is that an official diagnosis?
I would say that I had a 36 to 40 hour.
Did you tell the doc? You better tell the doc.
No, I told him though, and I got a very very heartfelt email back.
Dang.
Yeah, get well.
That's nice.
I was about to say. That's all it said.
Yeah, get
feel
well.
Better.
I saved the Teladoc template if you need one.
I don't know if that's like a Gemini response. You know, like this, when it comes to health in corporate America, like, hey, Gemini, what should I respond?
What's up? I just say get well, man. That's all.
Get well. Not deuces. Even an exclamation mark either. Get well, period.
Hey, Gemini. Yo, what's up? What do I tell this employee that's not working today?
Listen, fool, I'm at the gym. I got a show tonight in Vegas. I'm an American Gladiator. You're talking about that Gemini, right?
That's probably the likeness they stole for...
Well, they Gemini, the American Gladiator, stole it from, like, the Cosmos or whatever. Isn't that what that is, part of Gemini? It's a sign, yes. Yep. Are you a Gemini, Paige?
No, I am not.
You're a Pisces. Pisces.
Pisces. No, I'm not.
Pisces.
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, yes. I remember that now, because...
I'm never going to forget it now.
My grandma used to drive one.
Big Taurus.
Yep, she did.
Clint? Taurus.
Clint Taurus.
Not Clint Taurus, just a Taurus.
Oh, okay. I see.
I'm an Areolas, so.
You believe are. You are.
You're right. You're right.
Two big ones.
I'm a Scorpio.
Jesus.
That's why Sting's one of my favorite wrestlers. I'm a Scorpion.
Too cold. Yeah. Remember they tried to change him? Oh, that's the fourth thing. Okay. So you got Atlas Shrugged. Yeah. You got The Secret, The Art of War, and Horoscopes.
Horoscopes?
Horoscopes.
Horoscopes. I thought you said horse goats.
Horoscopes.
Horoscopes.
Horoscope.
Horoscopes.
Yeah. Those wouldn't exist without women, though. I really believe that.
You know, it's not making fun when I do that, but it's just breaking it down so simple that people actually understand it.
What, like, speaking deaf?
Yeah.
Horoscope. Horoscope. Like, I mean, and again, I'm not manifesting it or anything like that, and I'm even... Knocking on wood, which is very of the occult, just so you know. But I still do it because I believe in it.
The occult.
I do. I have a neighbor named Blarney. I go kiss his stones on St. Patrick's
Day. Oh, get over here.
I just want all, I eat the...
Cold Blarney.
The collards and the pinto, or black-eyed peas.
It's my neighbor, Harris.
I want to get rich this year. I'm going to eat all this food. Oh, no, it's one day.
How about you'd have better luck if you start licking the stones?
Oh, yes, it's me, Blarney Miller.
I think you'd have better luck on your knees. Blarney Miller, that'd be good.
Blarney Miller.
Has anyone seen her on glass? Or cups. Or some Irish cups.
Yeah. So CVS got about $80 from me because I went to buy some orange juice, some, what was the stuff I was drinking? I even went with their brand of them, too. What did I get?
I'm not surprised. They hook you up with a two-mile-long receipt by chance.
They did. And they let me check myself out, which was very cool.
God forbid you want a cigarette, though.
They don't have them anymore?
No White Owls?
I went with the Daytime Severe Cold and Flu Honey Flavor. Yeah.
Oh, liquid?
Sugar-free. Yeah, liquid. And I didn't mix it with nothing.
You can boof it.
Really? I feel like it'd be too sticky.
This might have to help you, though.
Yeah. You need, like, a turkey baster, kind of.
Ooh, that might work.
It might.
Let's try this one time.
The end of it might be too coarse. I need to...
You want me to do what now?
Run it through some... It's Vaseline edible is what I want to know.
You want me to... You want to boof the medicine? I don't think your butthole's sick. You are.
Like, what is a... like, this size right here. I sent this to my... Oh, I can zoom in and tell you. Okay, it's a 46-ounce... orange juice. What does that cost in the grocery store?
46 ounces? Yeah. Are we talking about price per ounce?
Oh, yeah. Just
because people that do that are just, I want to punch right in the face.
Simply orange.
$5 or $6 probably.
Simply earned. Oh, in the grocery store it is?
I would imagine. Okay. If it's a big one. Is it big?
$6.99 there.
God.
I bought two of those and drank a whole one yesterday.
Have you ever known somebody like that, the price per ounce person?
I've been that when I buy, it would make sense that I would do that. But yeah, when I buy stuff for my business, I will absolutely do that. Not for like groceries and stuff.
Yeah, like for groceries. Why do you even put it on the tag?
On the groceries, I do it because of the way that it's such a mind blank, mind F, if you will, when you go, especially with toilet paper. Because I'm not brand loyal. I'm not, but I also don't buy one ply. I don't buy the restaurant quality, you know. But I have a few that I kind of mess around with. But then they'll do 8 jumbo rolls or 6 regular rolls. like, you know, but then if you look at the core, you know, the toilet paper, whatever that thing's called.
The fifi?
Yeah, the thing that people used to smoke drugs with and put stuff at the end so it don't stink.
Toilet paper roll.
A toilet paper roll. Those would be either real large or they'll be real small. She knew exactly what I was talking about.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly what it is. You put the dryer sheet in the one side and you blow in. But I'll tell you something. Hotels in Savannah can smell through that. Nevertheless,
and they, Savannah, Georgia. Do they talk as old as that city is down there?
No. Where did Rob get it? Rob Inario. Augusta. That's
what it was.
That's the one that's...
That smells like smoke coming out of the hotel down here.
I mean, it was strange. Not strange, but kind of cute. And then again, maybe it's like Disney, because all the people that I talked to were like employees of like the real nice hotel we stayed at, and then the really nice event center Rob got married at. So they might be like doing like Disney characters where they're talking like, welcome to Savannah. You're here for the wedding?
You're walking out downtown and it's like, who's this grizzly sumbitch that just crossed my path?
I would turn around and think it was, I'm on the set of Smokey and the Bandit if I heard that.
You're going to draw the ire of my fists, you grizzly mother.
And then you go to the restaurants and the menus are misspelled and you're like, gosh, is this for fun? Is it? I mean, I can't tell you. What? God, I may have a picture on my phone if I could remember. Rob, if you're listening, how long ago did you get married? I'll go in my pictures and see, because I took a picture of the menu down there because it was so misspelled. But I was like, it's kind of one of those little country farm kind of, you know.
Take the re off.
Restaurants, you know, where they kind of. Maybe it was misspelled on purpose, but I don't think so.
Like the Chick-fil-A cows wrote it or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. But it wasn't that. It was just like letters and words that were not needed at all that they stuck in there. And it was like, God, I don't know if I trust them to look at the numbers on the oven to know if they can't write the menus correctly. You know what I mean?
There's three of these numbers beside each other. That must mean how hot it gets.
This filter's 900 days old. Is it 90 or 900?
Do all the women dress up like the Gilded Age in Savannah? Good garbage-ass show.
No, but it's...
Who's this grizzly man?
It is like stepping back into time a little bit. I mean, it's... At least the places we went to. And again, they could be putting on the whole ruse. Oh, do I really?
Is that the bearded heckler that's got all the latest snail trailing all over town?
Yeah, right. Oh,
somebody clean the streets.
Yeah, I guess I deleted that. Because I'm right back here on that timeline. Do you ever do that? Like, I found a picture of myself. Like, look. Oh, I have the date here. The phones are great. January 17th, 2021.
2021.
Augusta, Georgia, Green Street Historic District. That's the...
I wonder why it was so far out of town.
That's the church. Or it wasn't a church. It used to be a church. Now it's an event center.
Well, I was about to say, what is it now? Whataburger?
An event center where they spell it with an R-E on the end.
Oh, a community center.
A centre.
Notice how community centers are open like 2 days a week for an hour.
Yeah.
Not long enough to do anything.
Like churches used to be open 24 hours. At least in movies. You know, even when I was a kid, they were never open 24 hours.
Yeah.
That was just movies. That or Catholic churches. I think they have to be, because the dude, like, the dude just, like, lives there all the time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he,
what,
like,
what do they call it? The church house?
Parsonage. Yeah, that's it.
But they're always, the old ones are just awful now. I mean, you got the one guy I won't even talk about how much his house costs or where he lives.
They don't, oh, man, I know. You have those YouTube vigilantes on there exposing.
Might hear from him later.
Where the YouTube what?
I might hear from him later.
Oh, really?
I got a preacher clip. I just can't tell you who it is.
Oh, that's right. I have a preacher clip also.
Well, we're going to church today, ain't we?
We're going to church today.
Well, it's about time. Y'all got to tell the hands up in my church.
And what was going to be yesterday's Best M Audio, ooh, but now it's today's Best M Audio. It's still the best, even at 24 hours old. It's still. I'm not contagious or nothing. It's just a little belch.
I wonder why she stuck her tongue out like a snake. Just
it's like she's trying to lap it up in the air.
I don't think so.
I don't want to go to the...
Don't lay in your dreams.
I don't want to wax any today. I'm thinking of that.
Do you mind if I take this off with my teeth?
Can I motorboat your Kleenex, please?
Said by nobody.
You sneezed a lot.
No, I don't have the... I did have the sneezes prior to, so I guess that's the sound off one, too, that you're about to get sick. You start sneezing, and it's probably the season changes.
Do you have any rough diarrhea? Or?
Not any more than I normally have. You know, it's one of those burdens I've been carrying for 49 years, you know? All-time diarrhea. Usually. I am,
And you get to go with the door open, too. Like, you don't have to close it.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I've noticed my hallway stinks now.
Good God.
Those strange things. Living alone, you don't have to close the door. You can still watch TV and all that stuff, you know, through mirrors. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a mirror that I can, like, see the TV from in the bathroom. And, you know, normally you'd have to take your phone in there to entertain yourself for those 15, 20 minutes of exhausting pressure.
Do you ever see how far away you can hit the toilet from? Like that one video that cop showed us that time?
No, not on my own personal ones. Now, maybe if I'm at a...
at a restaurant?
Yeah, I may try the old, see how far we can arc back. But then you got to know that even... You can't keep that distance the entire time. You can spend like 10% there, and you got to start walking toward the urinal. You do. You ain't going to have the... elasticity, I guess the word would be, too.
In my city.
City of elasticity. What is Storyful? What is that? I keep hearing about that. Is that a new streaming platform or social media thing?
I don't think so.
I saw it on a commercial.
Storyful.
Follow us on Storyful. And I'm like, what is that? I'm sorry. Man. I think this is the point where...
Is that like Dancing Bear or...
There's not going to be any new social media platforms.
Like, God, I hope not.
There's not. Business cards would have to go around on the back now for all the little symbols. But also, like, you know, there's no... I mean, come on. We figured it out already. Like, Facebook is where the... You know, that's everything. That's like... That's all of it. Twitter is like Running Man.
Dukes.
It's like Running Man.
So Keek, somebody got in trouble recently for distributing child porn on Keek. Got caught doing that. There's another one that's going after kids that contacts them through Roblox, that game, and another game, redirects them to this social media platform.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, radicalizes them, they say. Or gets them to do tasks, dangerous tasks to other people.
Roblox?
Yeah.
Now, where does that come from? Is that...
That's a very popular game.
Yeah, for a long time it has been.
And I don't know much about it.
I confuse it with Fortnite. Fortnite. That's the one I mix it up with.
And you can talk to them through there, too, through the Fortnite. Too many avenues to get these kids, man.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't like it.
Because every time a kid does something, they're like, oh, how did he become radicalized? When and where did it happen?
And you know what? I was telling a good friend the other day, I think a lot of it start that the so-called I put that in a verb, radicalizing.
Like,
yes, that's right. Radicalizing. I think it starts on YouTube.
God, probably.
I think it does. I think that's where it figures out your likes and dislikes and then starts spoon-feeding you that stuff. That's why, like, when you go watch one video about something, you're screwed because they're going to feed you a bunch of videos about it.
I used to give people so much crap for not, you know, interacting on social media, but what's the point now? It's a never-ending loop of arguments or constantly, you know, liking and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Or burners. There's a lot of burners.
That's when you get psycho with it, real mental, and just like, I only have 2 or 3 burners on.
I know.
Kevin Durant's got burners.
If you're Kevin Durant and you got burners, like, golly bum.
Like, come on, man. You shouldn't care. Making all that money.
The ego, it's real bad. The ego is a bad thing. Although it can save your life sometimes, it can also bury it, too. It's crazy.
Lego my ego, wherever this
is. That's a damn pancake. Waffle.
This is just a waffle stomp.
Lego my ego.
Soggy waffle.
What a dumb name for a product, right?
I don't know how it took off, and you know, Stranger Things made it even more popular.
Ego. I'd like to see what's inside them things.
Just break them apart. I wonder if they make them local.
Like what's in it really?
Like there's a pancake and waffle factory in Liberty, South Carolina. Oh yeah,
Really?
In the old NCR building. I can smell it on the way home.
Like frozen ones?
Yeah, I just don't know if they make Legos here or what do they make?
Egos. Paige.
Yes, sir.
BDA coming up 8 o'clock hour. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, a guy showed up in jail with this in his rectum.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
You know.
Hopefully, somebody. I can't say that.
Why didn't the Lord give us more hiding places than just that one?
No.
I mean.
Well, he didn't hook us dudes up, but you ladies.
Oh, I don't know. That's what dudes have, you know.
Oh.
Space there too, buddy.
God, I hope
due
not.
To this.
No, we ain't never gonna get no cell phone there.
You ain't a dude if you got that.
That guy should be a fireman if he's able to. All right, you know what I mean. All right, good morning, everybody. Thank you.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Headlines brought to us by Coslink Electric.
Wow. Competition.
He wins. Hootie wins.
Hootie does good. Win. I don't want to spoil kinda anything.
Might go with the sound effect to the story that I'm about to do.
I think I know what you're about to do.
I don't know what you're. How do you know?
I saw
you
the
said
news too.
Something had the guy went to jail with something in his rectum.
Yeah. Okay. So cops in Florida were booking a 51-year-old guy into the jail when they put him through an x-ray machine and realized that he had a full-sized
Cybertruck.
Oh, wow.
That's right up there.
Hey.
Wow. I'm going to say
that's large.
A Hulk fist. The kind used to hold beers in.
Oh.
Oh, remember they had the Panther ones, too. You could get a Panther fist.
That's nice.
They have something similar at Adam and Eve.
Well, I hate to tell you, you're both wrong.
What?
It wasn't a Cybertruck up his ass?
Unfortunately, it wasn't.
Was it the clock tower from Spartanburg?
That's where they're going to put it
now. It wasn't.
That's what they settled on? Moving up that guy?
Whatever Fat Boy.
We're going to stick that up your ass. Well, go ahead then. I'll just go up here to the horse spittle and get it taken out.
We've reached a settlement, Your Honor.
Well, they realized he had a full-sized thermos up his rear end.
God. Was it yours? Your new one? No. What's it? What name? Stanley ones? Like a tumbler?
They say it's the biggest item they've ever seen someone try to smuggle into the jail.
God.
I've actually got the sheriff, if you want to hear from the Polk County Sheriff.
Polk County?
So we put everybody through a body scanner to make sure that they're not trying to bring guns and knives and drugs into the jail. Well, you might have thought Walter was bringing drugs into the jail. He brought a thermos into the jail. He put it up the exit ramp. He said, well, I put that inside my body 24 hours earlier. The deputy saved his life.
24 hours?
My God. Do we have an ounces or a height or girth on this this guy?
It doesn't specifically say.
Was it full of liquid?
Oh, can you imagine having to unscrew it?
Oh, gosh.
They say that they didn't say exactly how big it was or the brand, but they say that the x-ray image said it looks like it's 20 ounces or more.
God, was it a bubble keg? Remember those? My mom had one. Keg. It was huge, man. I was like, you're getting a workout just taking a sip of that sucker.
They rushed him to the hospital where they had a specialist remove it.
I can't make the x-ray any bigger, but yeah.
You go and put up here now? My goodness, young man.
It's like the old SNL bit. Chris Parnell's character always went back to the ER because he had something stuck up his rear.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, this is like a big Aladdin-type thermos.
Oh, God, from the movie?
Looks like Al. Not that one. The one that looks like Al Borland. Oh, yeah, you know.
Oh,
the plaid thermos.
Golly, bum, man.
Or was it a metal one?
Gosh, yikes.
I hope it was metal. Then the other one might collapse and cause problems.
I think that's why they meant it saved his life.
Where is the thermos now?
Is that, or he would have started messing out of his mouth?
Well,
is it in evidence?
As it happens. Is that when it would come out of your ears, Paige? Mm. Oh, gosh.
Well, this guy.
I've heard of people having, they were so full of it, their eyes were brown, but I've never heard of this.
His name is Walter Freimier.
Oh. He looks like he lives in Florida, if that makes sense, the panhandle.
And it turned out that he'd been storing the thermos inside of his body for a full day.
God.
And he told them that he put it up there 24 hours earlier.
Oh,
and
my officials God.
Said that he would have died if the thermos would have stayed up there much longer.
But they never said what was in it.
Or the depth.
Well, 20 ounces, they didn't say exactly.
Oh, 20 ounces.
What?
Like
if it was water or alcohol or whatever.
Had to have been alcohol, right? Or some kind of liquid, some lean. He's on that lean.
I would go with the juice box if I'm going to try anything, right?
What
like
if
a
you...
Capri Sun up the old
try
exit
that first.
Ramp.
Exit ramp. I love how you said
that. Let me run to the store.
Now, what if you're like, you hired him to bring this in? And the guy's like, look, I can't get this out of here, so you got to drink from the tap if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, no. I would think that was a ploy.
Like, oh, no.
You got to siphon it.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's a shame, darn.
Oh, no. Mm. Gosh. Ooh. Ooh, man, that just makes me hurt.
Well, I hope so.
I mean,
the human body is very amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you see like a boa constrictor eat a beer. You know, I've never seen it in person. I've seen the video. And this was pre-AI, so I know it was real. And it would take that whole deer down, and it would, like, dislocate its jaw and swallow. And it's like, how's that possible? But then again, you look at the human rectum.
Yeah.
It's weird, the elasticity. There's that word again, up around in there, you know. And a lot of humans test it. I do not.
Like, we know, you know, we know the female parts when they have kids, you know, that can change.
That is very, you know, excellent point. That is incredible. That is incredible.
How big can the back door get, if you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm not sure about that. It takes a lot, either. I mean, for
it. It is a muscle, right?
I feel like one time I passed a skee ball. I ain't even kidding. About the size of one. Yeah, it's real bad. Real bad.
Especially like we heard from a guy who was on pills real bad for a long time.
That was during that time for me, yes.
Oh, did you ever have a like fish hook situation? You know what I'm saying?
No, it never got that bad. I do think that's why I got hemorrhoids though. I don't now though. They went back up into their loft and they're hanging out. I guess. I don't think they'd fall out all the way.
Paige, check please.
Okay.
Is that what they talk about jerking a knot in your tail?
I believe so.
Pop it back up in.
It might need to be waxed for all you know.
Oh Lord.
I'm not waxing anything down there like
there
that.
For a while, like the top of a old cave cavern, you know what I'm saying?
She's getting a little, I feel like.
Stalagmites.
She's getting a little elitist as far as her waxing here. Whatever happened to paying dues? Like, you got to take whatever waxings come to you?
Yeah, you should start at, like, nursing homes.
Now, I don't mind doing the other area if they've got their clothes on, but I'm not.
Would you do that nursing home?
I've never done a Brazilian. They didn't do that at the school that I went to.
Trump kicked them all out.
So I need to take a class. I'm afraid
I'll. Oh, you mean the wax style. I see. Huh?
They should be teaching that, right? The Brazilian, that's
very
popular.
They should have, but they didn't at the school that I went to. I know they do it at Paul Mitchell.
The Brazilian blowout's when you get your public hair, you make it bigger.
You get that blown out.
There's a reverse you can do?
That's another way.
There's a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh.
I remember hearing Stephon Diggs talk about Cardi B's butt lift. I'm not going to say what he said, but.
Butt lip?
Butt lift.
Oh, butt lift.
Yeah. Nice. It wasn't that pleasant, he said.
I bet.
Of course not.
There's
some
situations going on.
It's got to be like, it's your lazy boy. Like, it's your chair. I mean, it's your all-time area. And if it gets moved around and
there's all-time area. I like
new
that.
Parts there, that's strange. It's like a pregnant woman sitting in a booth. She can't anymore. A lot of them, they can't.
He was not fond of the BBL.
Big butt lift?
Brazilian.
Oh, Brazilian butt lift. I see. Yeah, I'm dumb.
It's like borderline R-word at this point.
Oh, my God. That's not nice. Well, Paige, those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Yeah, I deserve it too.
No, really, you don't. Did.
Yeah, I do.
I'm just being a bully.
Well, there for a moment, I thought the R word was rectum. So there again, I deserve it. Paige, thank you so much. Thank you, Gosling Electric. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
Oh, we got to talk about John Cena's last match. It's going to be here before you know it. They're really sticking to this hardcore 12 months in and out. Because I thought, to be honest with you, he's going to carry over to Mania a little bit.
Oh, no.
I thought we were going to get more out of that Rock storyline. I guess not, you know?
No. So they figured out. You know what? I don't know what they figured. I don't think they figured out anything.
They just wanted
him. I really
him,
don't.
You think they wanted him to do a lot of stuff just real quick? Turn heel real quick. All right, we'll turn you back. Fight him, then fight him, then fight him.
No. I think he didn't like the negativity that it made about his. Because in Hollywood, he's Mr. Nice Guy. Like, he's Mr. Smile, Mr. Charisma. But then when you got to be the bad guy, and then you got to go to a press conference and still act like you're the bad guy. Like, he's not comfortable with it anymore. Plus, it didn't make sense at first.
No. So we're going to talk about his last match. We know where it's going to be, who it's going to be against.
I think he is one of the most self-absorbed people in Hollywood that let it all maybe go to his head. I really do.
Damn.
Like, the down-to-earth Dwayne is gone.
Oh, you're talking about the
you
Rock.
You start hanging out with Oprah and the like. I mean, you're on that other plane of, you know, whatever.
Plus he's more of a businessman now, right? With his TV.
That's exactly what that means, yeah. I mean, you put everything in on that rather than you do all your other stuff. And, I mean, you know, it's weird, right? He's married to that woman, and they...
I don't remember seeing, by the way, like anywhere.
Danny?
Nah, his new wife.
Oh, see, yeah. That's what I was going to say. The weird thing, he's like best friends with his ex-wife, and they're in the production company is them together as a business, but he doesn't take the new wife to any of the movie premieres that old wife is going to be at. And that's odd.
Isn't Danny like the head of the UFL, or she was?
I mean, all his businesses, she remained with him. So when there was a divorce, there was no like big, oh, she's going to take all the money. They just kept some kind of...
Plus, she got ripped up, too.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
It's odd, right? Very odd. But it's nice that they can remain friends. And
I wouldn't do it.
It's hard.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we ain't together. Why are we going to be friends?
What, me and you?
No. They want to allow that in this state.
I wouldn't allow it in my pants.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. There's a little foosball this evening. There's always some college, but, you know, NFL-wise. Kicking off, where we at now? Week six, I believe.
God.
Look at already. Got the Eagles at the Giants. These Thursday night games this year have been great. Now, both of these teams are coming off a loss. The Eagles to the Broncos and the Giants to the Saints. So they're going to be madder than hell. But you can see old Jackie Dart for a whole game again, so that's going to be kind of cool.
Who's been the big surprise to you this season? Like, wow, I did not expect that. Any one particular player?
I think it's the Jags.
Yeah.
They were one of the worst teams in the league the past, you know, 2-3 years, and they're looking like a whole different organization now.
Yeah.
Defense looks better. They got offensive weapons. I know the Chiefs are down a little, but the Jags are scoring some points, man.
Is they can ETN win that division. Looking good?
Yeah. He's if he doesn't have a touchdown a game, it's every other game. Like
that's
you say,
good.
He's got a nice touchdown average. They can win. They're in the worst division in football. Mm-hmm. They could win it. They're with the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
They can safely say the Texans are out of it. Tennessee's probably got the worst coach in the NFL. Probably need to fire him, but you know,
unless you're listening,
you had a good coach, Tennessee, and you let him go.
Yeah.
So the hell's wrong with you? You know what? I think it kind of annoys me. This is the old man talking here. Every player wears the freaking jewelry in the game. You'll see it tonight with Jackson Dart. Big chain on.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson wears his chains. These other guys. You know what happened to Aaron Jones his last year with the Packers? He lost his.
That's true. Lost it.
So you know what happens? The team workers.
Get that insurance.
Yeah. Team workers hate you because they got to go out in the field after the game and look for it.
Also, like, somebody's going to get their neck wrung one good time.
See, I mean, they are.
Come on.
And I don't know if that's legal or not, but it should be. Dreadlocks are. The hair is. You can pull the hair.
Yeah. Well, that, God.
Paige prefers it, to be honest with you.
She loves that.
Have my hair pulled, sure.
Yeah.
I love her. All in attitude. Whatever's good for the team, baby.
She'll roll with it. She didn't care.
Let's talk about John Cena. It is revealed his last match is going to be December the 13th. Sticking hard to this 12 months.
Hey, just say for it. Just keep going.
Faster.
I'm glad they're sticking to it because because fans are always used to retirements. Not just wrestling, but music, everything. It's like, you ain't going to really retire. Like, I will be glad that I've liked him again now. Like, I enjoy him again. But I hope that they stick to it because that's the way it needs to go out.
I saw an interview with Daniel Day-Lewis. He said, I never should have said retire. I was, you know, I just, you know, took a break.
I learned it from my grandparents. Both of them retired twice.
Yeah, just don't, like, mention it.
Just say, I took some time off.
Now, I see why they do it for wrestling. It makes sense. So it's going to be in Washington, D.C. Saturday night's main event.
Mm.
And we just found out who the opponent is. This is according to Meltzer. And his name might be on that wall over there. And it's not Mikey from Highlander.
Jeremy Clements?
It's not Jeremy Clements.
Orange Cassidy.
It's not Jimmy Sipperly. That'd be kind of cool if it was.
It's
not Rob Inari.
I forgot Rob signed it last time.
He would not take my Vienna sausages.
Oh, this is a trick, Paige. Is it a member of Shinedown?
Oh.
It's not Brett.
Yes.
Is it Gunter?
It is Gunter.
Really?
So they're saying they're going to – this is according to Meltzer. A lot of he's polarizing to a lot of people. That they're going to set up some kind of maybe tournament style to – determine Cena's last opponent or some kind of work with it, but
that's kind of smart.
He's already chosen, like it's going to be Gunther for the last opponent. Which, look, Gunther's great. They got to give him a little time off. You know, don't overuse him. You already screwed up Omos. You didn't use him right at all. He's a special attraction.
He's wrestled one time in like a year, and that was against a 3 foot tall little wrestler.
But come on, these big guys don't come around often. And either, like, Braun Strowman didn't use him right at all his whole career in WWE, to be honest with you.
No.
Nobody knew how to book
him. He's got a show coming out, too.
Yeah.
That's weird. But he's not on WWE anymore. They released him.
I guess they like you or they don't like you as far as how they book you. But, I guess, you know, look, Cena, he's earned it. You know, he should be able to handpick. I see how it makes sense with Lesnar. That was like a one-off for the WrestlePalooza to promote on the app that – I could buy, but I'm still not going to buy it.
I'm not either.
I'm not either. Nick Khan, you hear that?
I really won't.
It's going to backfire, buddy.
I had a principle now.
Yeah.
I really. And I only have Netflix because it comes with my cell phone.
You're going to watch Gene?
I like Netflix to a degree, but there's a lot of junk on there. I mean, a lot of crap.
That's why I got rid of it.
Really? Not, there's a bunch of stuff. Black Rabbit's good. Gene's good. Some other stuff on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, what do you... I'm going to have to get into that later. I'll ask off there.
It's just too... I mean, it's... Like I've said a zillion times, too many options take too much time away to actually pick something. Like, I got away with it with years for just three options. I can get back to that.
Three channels. Four if you get a PBS and you're lucky.
Yeah.
You watch Task on Max? Because that's great.
Never even heard of that.
Oh, Tom Pelfrey, man, he's awesome in that. Mark Ruffalo's in it.
See, I think we need to develop some kind of entertainment report for you on the show.
I'm doing a lot already, though.
Well,
I mean,
you write it out, I'll read it.
Then. I think you went to the Hendrick School of Bleeding Turnips.
No, but I mean, you know that stuff so well.
Yeah, it's just why I'm behind in it. You ever watch the morning show on Apple TV? That's good too.
I don't have an Apple TV.
So, hey, look, I heard a cool thing about the UFC pay-per-view that's going to be at the White House. Dana White shared some renderings of it. So they're going to have, like, the South Lawn, I guess, is where they're going to have it set up. And the fighters are going to come out of the White House from the Oval Office into the ring. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool, man.
I didn't realize the history he had with Trump. UFC 1 was at Trump's Taj Mahal.
Oh, yeah.
When they couldn't find a home for it.
Yeah, there's a cool – there's several cool wrestling cards from 1990, I want to say, with WrestleMania was at Trump Plaza. And you can see Trump sitting in the background of – in the stands watching WrestleMania. Like, dude, literally sitting there.
That's what Dana was saying. This is a 60 Minutes interview, like – maybe this past week or a week ago, he said Trump in the very first UFC stayed from the undercard through the whole fight, just watching him.
Yeah,
I think it's what he does now, right, when he goes. Like, he'll sit there for a good bit and watch him, or at least the main.
Yeah, I don't think that he goes for the whole thing, because when he comes out, it's like a separate entrance, you know. Like,
oh, yeah.
They play the music, and Dana goes and brings him out.
Hit the music.
I'm ready.
I mean, it's going to be big. I want to go to the seat. I want to sit up front.
I don't want any Johnny Bones. Thanks for offering.
I don't want any blood. I don't want blood on my tie. I don't want blood anywhere.
What's that noise?
Huh? That's my... I got a cough drop in. This got to be dealt with.
Oh, is it a Luden's cherry?
It is a, again, CVS brand, honey lemon.
Oh, you should have waited till Friday to buy them cough drops. You know what I mean?
Well, I couldn't. I couldn't get them Ludens.
Did you Klarna them by chance?
Did I Klarna the cough drop?
Yeah.
No. But, like, this says compare to Halls. So.
You didn't get 5 interest-free payments of $5?
That's what it. No, but my bill was taller than I am. My receipt.
It really was.
It's. I tell you, I don't know why the activists don't go after drugstores with the receipts.
Go after them. It's not like when they used to put coupons on the back of them. That made sense.
That did make sense, although it was never. There was no algorithm to it. It was always to products you never would buy. Like, you're trying to sell me, like. Whatever. It's like, I don't want to ever buy this.
It was always a Mexican restaurant, but still, it was like 20 coupons to a Mexican restaurant for like half off dinner.
Yeah. It's like, we see through this. This poor tree died, so you could advertise Los Sombreros.
You're like, oh, adios, immediately got a coupon again, mano.
I'm going to go to the hats restaurant. Right? Sombrero is a hat. I'm going to go to Los Sombreros, the hat.
That's got to be a real one, right? That's got to be a real one. Rock things,
Rise Guys. They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work. RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.